This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Well, good morning. This morning, I would like to have us meditate on courage. And a lot of people think courage is something that other people have, or courage is something unattainable. But courage is really quite simply the ability to rise above fear. We all have fear, right? Guess what? We all have courage. So I'd like to invite you to meditate with me today on all the courage you have and how you have been courageous this lifetime. So take a nice deep breath and be aware of your body. And I'd like for you to focus on your grounding and allow a flow of energy to move from your first chakra through all the physical world until it reaches and connects with the center of the planet. To increase your grounding, all you need to do is add more energy. Anything you'd like to get rid of can be used to strengthen your grounding. Simply let go. You are spirit. You are not your body. You will hear me say this as long as you're around me. And you will learn this on different levels as long as you follow a spiritual path. You, the spirit, are a part of God, and you see yourself and others as a bright spark of light. Allow that bright spark of light that's you to come to the top of your head and just be there for a moment. Let your body feel your presence, feeling a tingling or a warmth, simply the presence of you, that brilliant spirit. Right there at the top of your head is where you can be still and know. I invite you to be grounded and quiet and know yourself, the spirit. Now bring that knowledge of you into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Let that light that's you shine in you and through you and into the world. You may want to increase your grounding as you intensify the energy you're exhibiting in your body. Courage, is that something that a soldier experiences and expresses on the battlefield? Well, yes. It's also something that each of us experience and express in our daily lives. Everyone here is courageous by expressing themselves as spirit. We are in a physical world, and our spiritual expression takes courage. Take a moment and acknowledge your courage in living as spirit, in acknowledging you are spirit, in recognizing spirit in others. Now, one of the things that happens to us as we awaken as spirit and begin to manifest our spiritual energy through the body is we run into the opinions of others. Not that you hadn't done this before, however, you may find it's more intense. And it takes courage to live your life in your way instead of in everyone else's way. It takes courage to follow your path rather than following what someone else wants to dictate for you. Take a moment and meditate on how you've had the courage to be yourself. How have you, the Spirit, been courageous enough to rise above someone's ethical system that limited your creativity? Don't misunderstand. I'm a great fan of ethics. But ethics are basically rules for those who do not relate directly with God. I want you to tune into your courage for not being locked into the prison of other people's ethics. And some of you may be saying, but I am. And I will say to you, no, you're not, or you would not be sitting here. Everyone can tell you how to live your life. And often people do. But you, the soul, you, the spirit, are the only one who knows your path. And you have the courage and fortitude within yourself to rise above the physical limits, the physical rules, to express your spirituality and follow your path. Meditate on your courage to be yourself. In spite of the barrage of information that you receive every moment of every day to be anything else but yourself. From friends and family and co-workers and the media and the government and other religions, and everyone will tell you how to be. Use your grounding right now, and I'm going to give you just a moment of silence to help you focus and release anything that's in your way of being yourself and having the courage to be you. Take a moment and reflect on the times you have been courageous. Courageous enough to leave mom and pop and move out into the world on your own. Yes, that takes courage. The courage to live a lifestyle that other people may not approve. The courage to laugh. The courage to express your spiritual light. The courage to speak your truth. Every time you allow yourself to step outside the rules of the world, you're expressing your courage. The courage to reach out to someone in need. the courage to give to yourself. The courage to change. You had no idea how courageous you are. Validate that aspect of yourself. All of the great spiritual teachers had great courage. Every one of them. They all left the systems in which they would have been locked without courage. Buddha was a prince and left his princely home to walk among the people and fulfill his spiritual mission. Jesus was a very wealthy Jewish rabbi, and he chose to go against many of the beliefs of that time. He broke every rule there was and had a good time breaking some of them. He stepped outside. Buddha stepped outside. We all know Lao Tzu stepped outside. They were courageous. And they put forth one thing. We are spirit. We are part of God. The most important thing is our communion with the One. Take a nice deep breath and validate your courage to put that first. It takes courage to follow your path. Two other of my favorite people in more recent history are Gandhi, who certainly stepped outside of his role as a well-to-do lawyer to become an amazing spiritual leader, who influenced thousands and thousands of people and still influence us today in non-resistance. And another one is Florence Nightingale. You don't hear much about her, but she was from a wealthy family, a lady who totally stepped out of her realm and became a nurse and took nursing to the front of the war, and brought the whole profession of nursing into a new realm. Take a nice deep breath and look at the courage. Every one of these people were advised not to do what they did. Every one of these people were probably browbeaten about doing what they did. And we know what happened to at least one of them for doing what he did. It takes courage to be yourself and do what you are here on the earth to do. We're going to take a moment. We're going to communicate with Jesus about courage. This is a soul who had a great deal of courage. So say hello to him and allow yourself, the Spirit, to get into the present with Jesus. I'm going to give you quite a few minutes of silence to communicate with Jesus about courage. ask Jesus to help you validate your courage. Take a nice deep breath. Let's thank Jesus for his courage. Without his courageous energy and expression, we wouldn't be sitting here today. We are not here to eliminate fear. We are here to rise above it. We are not here to eliminate any aspect of the body. We are here to rise above it, to allow it, and be senior to it. I'm going to ask you to talk again with Jesus about the courage to enjoy your body. To love your body. You are spirit. Your body is your vehicle. It's your vessel. It takes courage to acknowledge the difference between you and your body. You are the God within your universe. What happens when you run your universe with courage? Now, here at CDM, we're forever challenging our ability to be courageous by always facing ourselves over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's why we push grounding and amusement so much, because we're all incredibly creative. Take a moment and validate the courage you have to be here. The courage you have to get to know yourself. And all the great teachers say, what's the first step to spiritual awareness? It's know thyself. And all our students come in and we tell them that and they go, oh, that's easy. A few months later, they go, there's a little more to this. And a few years later, they go, oh, my goodness. So take a nice deep breath and validate the courage that you, the spirit, have to get where you are at this moment. Validate how courageous you are for choosing the family you chose and the experiences that you've chosen and lived through, and the courage to get to where you are at this moment, sitting in the midst of a spiritually focused group, learning to care for yourself, learning that you are part of God. Now, as a group, we have courage. The courage to be here. The courage to invite others in. The courage to express our spirituality in our own way. Take a moment and validate your courage of being part of this community. Now, because most people make courage a very serious thing, I'd like for everybody to add a little amusement to it. So add some amusement to your courageous experiences. Maybe you did something other people tried to tell you was bad. And as you look back at it, maybe you look at it and say, that was really great for me. Whatever it was for them, that's their problem. And you'll find your amusement begin to return, and you begin to lighten and brighten. And rejoice in the fact that you had the courage to do what you needed to do. Use your grounding to let go of all those people who are so angry with you because you're not behaving the way they want you to. And this is another place amusement is very helpful. It takes courage to live your own life. It takes courage to heal because your healing affects the world. And a lot of the world does not like it. Once again, tune in to Jesus and ask Jesus to help you again validate your courage. Take a nice deep breath. Keep using your grounding to let go. And let's bring a bright gold energy into the room and allow that energy to first flow through you, through your body, all the way to the center of the earth. But let that bright gold energy flow as a column through the room. Be aware of the courage that it requires to do this. It takes courage because you are bringing light into your system and shining light within you so that you can see yourself and everything that's in you, things you like and things you do not like. And from my experience in life, the thing that takes the greatest courage is seeing the beauty, the incredible brilliance that is you. And it takes courage to embrace you. Meditate on the courage it takes for us to shine this light to the world. Let your light so shine before men. As a group, Let's allow our light to shine before all of humanity. And those that are ready will join us. You are spirit. You have a body. That takes courage. You are spirit with a body, manifesting your spirituality to the best of your ability through this body. That takes courage. You are here in the physical world, and you communicate directly with God. That takes courage. So let's do the thing that we love most for the last of our meditation time together this morning and commune directly with God. You're most welcome to communicate about courage or to simply enjoy the quiet communion between you and your God. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body. Begin to bring your attention back to the physical world. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot. Get your attention back here. And as you go through your week, I'd like for you to notice how many times you're courageous this week. And validate yourself. When you're ready, you can bend forward, release energy to end your meditation.
Copyright 2007 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.